Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's get this rolling here tonight. The World Cup group stages are complete. Tomorrow we begin the round of 16. This is only going to get better, one would think. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5 on the air. By the way, tomorrow we will be over at the Gorgeous Gale. I'm looking forward to seeing all the great soccer fans of Houston at the Gorgeous Gale tomorrow on 5555 Morningside Drive over in West University. Both matches will be going over there. Our man Peter will be getting things rolling. It is the official Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 watch party and live radio. So the ESPN promo crew is going to be there. It's going to be big. I've got a whole bunch of great Soccer Matters. You know, we got T-shirts. We got some hats. Things we're going to give away. Dynamo tickets. It is going to be good. There'll be live guests over there as well. So make your plans right now. The Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside Drive in West University tomorrow for that live show. And if you're over by Washington, well, head over to FM Kitchen and Bar. And if you're in the downtown Edo area, check it out over at the King's Court. A big thank you to Texas Children's Hospital, our presenting sponsor of the first hour here. So 713-780-3776. I want your thoughts on the group stages. An amazing 2.5 goals per game have been scored in the group stages. 16 stoppage time goals. Now think about that. And 4 goals scored at the 90th minute mark. Some incredible analytics. I mean, the Late Late Show, the drama in these games have been remarkable. 713-780-3776. We have seen countries like Morocco, Iran, even though they were eliminated, we have seen those countries in many ways bridge the gap of talent with collective tactical play and spirit. There is no doubt. If Morocco had had a goal scorer, they would have beaten Portugal. My humble opinion. So 713-780-3776 tonight to call in and give me your thoughts on the group stages. So tomorrow on the docket, here's what we got. We've got France-Argentina, and we got Uruguay-Portugal. Now, frankly, a couple of heavyweights are going down tomorrow. France, with all the talent, we know that. Antoine Griezmann, Mbappe, Paul Pogba. Moments of impressive play. I would say I'm still not convinced. And tomorrow, France, convince me. Convince me that you're better. Convince me that you can beat Lionel Messi and Argentina, who were absolutely abysmal in the first two games. Messi looked like a beaten man. Then he scores a spectacular goal. They get past Nigeria. And they advance. Marcos Rojo, of all people, the most unlikely of sources. So do we see tomorrow Argentina? Is this a rebirth? Is this the Phoenix rising from the ashes in Argentina? Or is this just one big giant tease from Argentina and Lionel Messi? Uruguay, Portugal. Simply for me, and this is the one area of the game I'm going to dissect for you right now. If Uruguay limits Portugal's free kicks in and around the 18, doesn't concede a lot of corners, and they extract from the Portugal game Ronaldo standing over free kicks. He's one of the best in the world. We saw it against Spain. If they eliminate dead ball situations, don't concede silly fouls. And by the way, Diego Godin and his partner at Atletico Madrid, his name I can't think of right now, the two center backs who play together play against Ronaldo consistently in La Liga. There's no two better guys to be dealing with him when understanding him. If those guys don't commit silly fouls and don't allow him to stand over free kicks, the name I'm looking for is Jose Jimenez. They extract that from the Portugal game. I believe Uruguay is going to win. They have not conceded a goal in this tournament. They got Luis Suarez, Edinson Cavani, obviously two great strikers of their own. So you heard it. Any Ronaldo and Portugal fans, call in right now and tell me if Ronaldo is going to shine or if he's going to be scratched out by Uruguay. So that's what we got there. Next day, we're at the Gorgeous Gale again, July 1st. Spain, Russia, Croatia, Denmark. Picking Croatia over Denmark. I'm sorry, Ann Christensen, Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. But Croatia is solid. Luka Modric has been outstanding box to box and in an attacking role. He's doing it all. Modric is one of the players and stars of the tournament. Spain will go up against a very nationalistic Russia, which sometimes can really change things. 713-780-3776. Defensively, they have been subpar. Haven't been great. De Gea conceded a bad goal. They haven't looked great there. But I believe now is when they step it up. Brazil, Mexico, July 2nd. We'll talk about that tonight. Belgium, Japan, July 3rd. Sweden, Switzerland, Colombia, England. Interesting matchups abound. So any of those jump out to you, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. We're going to do my top five run-of-play goals. So all you Ronaldo fanboys, don't start getting all crazy on me if you don't hear a Ronaldo goal, because I'm talking my top five run-of-play goals, okay? So we're gonna go through these real quickly, and then we're going to start taking some phone calls. Andy, George, phone calls coming in now here on the World Cup. This is Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. So let's start it off. I'm going to go to number one. My number one goal in the group stages comes from one Chucky Lozano of Mexico.
Chicharito dropped it back. Give and go. Chicharito from Guardado. Here he comes. Hernandez leads it. Lozano cutting, looking, shooting. Lozano, goal. Mexico leads.
My good friend JP De La Camera on that call. Now, the reason I picked that number one for me is for a number of things. Significance. This is the beginning of the downward spiral for Germany. Started by Mexico, who was killing the Germans on the counterattack. But Lozano showing off his tight skills, his ability to make space for himself, and creating that yard and a half to get a shot off in a historic win over Germany. And, of course, his finish goes to the right of Manuel Neuer. So at that moment, they sort of demystified the German national team. So Chucky Lozano, Mexico, number one for me. Number two, I go to Nacho in Spain with just picture-perfect technique.
Dinged around, falls to the far side. It's Nacho! Off the bar and in! The injury replacement, the man who gave away a foul for a penalty in the opening minutes. His first career international goal.
Now, you heard it there from John Strong. First career international goal for Nacho, but I mean, if you go back and you watch that video, it is as clean as technique can be. It is as beautiful of a body shape when a player hits a ball. It was the opener in a 3-3 draw. The other thing is you get the wow factor of it just careening in off the post. Wow factor is always a cool thing with balls that hit off the crossbar and off posts. So Nacho number two. Number three, we thought he was dead and buried. Number three, Argentina's Lionel Messi.
Slow down. Benega, look at that ball. Messi brings it down. In the box. Messi, goal. Argentina leads.
All right, it's a rebirth from Lionel Messi. On a full sprint, takes it off his thigh, sets up his non-favored right foot, and then hits the far side netting against Nigeria. And by the way, Nigeria's goalkeeper in this tournament, very impressive. He's only 19 years of age, Uzoho. Very impressive. But the goal for Messi, just one of his incredible moments. Full sprint. Everybody thinks he's dead. He's gotten a rebirth now. And we're going to see if that rebirth is going to carry over tomorrow against France in the round of 16. So, execution, full sprint, spectacular, eye-popping Lionel Messi, number three for Argentina. Number four is an incredible timed run in his own half of the field. And it comes from Switzerland and Shaqiri. And note the timing of this. This is in the 90th minute for the win.
Have to take on Costa Rica in their final game. They win that, they would likely advance. Look at the deflection, Shaqiri. Here is Shaqiri. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland and Shaqiri have scored in the 90th minute. It is a body blow to Serbia. He was asked to rise today by his manager, Vladimir Petkovic, and he has.
So it's a game winner over Serbia. It's a match that had some undertones politically. A beautifully timed run. Gavranovic lays on the perfect ball, keeps himself onside. Then he's one-on-one, gets his head up, and beats a goalkeeper. Spectacular from Shaqiri and Switzerland. They will play Sweden on July 3rd. And they're not walking into that one. Their final game in group play ended up being a 2-2 draw with Costa Rica, which was as crazy a game as there's been in this World Cup. I don't think as many people were watching it because Brazil was playing. Go back and watch the Switzerland-Costa Rica game. It's absolute insanity. And Costa Rica actually comes out pressing Switzerland and has like three or four ridiculous chances in the first 10 minutes. They hit a crossbar, and it makes you wonder if Costa Rica should have played the game very differently in this tournament as opposed to just trying to do a carbon copy of 2014. I'm going to talk about that tonight. Switzerland also would lose a couple players to yellow cards, including Stefan Lichtsteiner, their captain. And that's why I'm going to pick Sweden on July 3rd over Switzerland. So that was Shaqiri, number four. Number five, Coutinho against Switzerland in the 1-1 draw.
Put away. Fired back in from distance and off the post. What a goal! Philippe Coutinho! But it looked like the Swiss had at least momentarily stopped the danger. An absolute missile from Philippe Coutinho. His first career World Cup goal puts Brazil on the board.
16 stoppage time goals in the first round. It's incredible. I'm going to whip off some statistics here in a minute. Analytics don't always quantify things, and believe me, there's analytics everywhere, and people writing articles off them. Some of them are the most silly analytics, but some of them are very meaningful, and we're going to talk about them tonight. 713-780-3776, your best run of play goals in the group stages. And if you want to talk about free kicks, you can certainly do those as well because there are some great ones. I gave you run-of-play goals because that's my favorite part of the game. All right, let's take some phone calls. Let's go to Andy. Andy, you started off here tonight. What's your take on the round of 16 so far, Andy? Or, I mean, group stages.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I think tomorrow, the big game, France and Argentina. I think the key is the way France plays, right? I think if France decides to play an open game and allow the space that Messi and his cohorts need, I think Argentina has a serious chance because that's I think it's just as simple as that. But if they man mark Messi the whole time, and when he touches the ball, if they crowd him and things like that, and just force him to give up the ball, I think the French should win this game. But if they decide to play an open game against Argentina, I think Argentina has every chance because they're just talented. I think they're a lousy team as far as teamwork is concerned, but they got enough talent. They got Messi, I think, to kind of push through. I mean, that's really the only comment I have. Outside of that, I ultimately think that the Brazilians are going to kind of push through and win the whole thing just because I think they're just ultra talented. I'd love to see a dark horse. Croatia, I think Croatia has probably front to back the most solid team, best midfield, I think, in the tournament with Modric and Rakitic. I think they have a real outside chance, but I think the Brazilians ultimately kind of push through, even with Neymar's inability to kind of move the ball around. So want to throw that out there.
All right, you're on record. Thank you very much for that, Andy. Listen, I'm not convinced by either France or Argentina, and somebody's got to convince us tomorrow. Argentina was dismal in the first two games. French a little bit better. Certainly better, but not blown away yet. So let's see what happens in the round of 16. What I don't want to happen in the round of 16 is I don't want, and this is the only fear I have now, because we've had such a wonderful start in the group stages. Open play, ridiculous statistics. 16 stoppage time goals, 4 goals scored in the 90th minute, and not included is the fact that 10 other goals were scored between minute 80 and 89. We have a ridiculous amount of, that's 30 goals scored from the 80th minute on in the group stages. Let me quickly get George here on the round of 16, then we'll go to a break. George, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn. First off, Ben, it was cool hearing you call the games. It's awesome to be talking to you now. Man, the group stages were good. Like you said, a lot more scoring than we're used to in the past. VIR, love it or hate it, it's made it to where there really hasn't been that hatred of the ref for that one terrible call. It's been a kind of a godsend in that regard. I'm still the big surprise is who wasn't there. Like, I still can't believe there's no Chile, there's no Netherlands, there's no Italy. I was unimpressed with a lot of the big names. Argentina still seemed like frauds. After watching the cup that was here, they really just exposed them even that much more. But the only thing that I can see that's really going forward now is somebody will have to explain to me how Croatia doesn't just run the table on the way out. They've already left out. They don't have Belgium in their bracket. They don't have France. Like, they won't see either of them until maybe the final. They look like the best team by far. They're made up of, like, these workhorse guys off of, you know, some really noteworthy teams, and they had that killer instinct. They could finish. Man, the game against Argentina, it looked like they were up a man, and Argentina had finished a marathon. Like, they were winning every single 50-50 ball. I mean, Croatia just looks incredible, and I'm hoping that the round of 16 doesn't revert back to some old stuff with, you know, no goals and
that's what we're worried about. We don't want people to get gripped by fear. We still want to see teams go out there to try and win it. I think you're going to see some conservatism in certain games, and in other games, I think it's just against the nature of the roster of some of the players on these teams. You're not going to see Spain do that. You're not going to see Brazil do that. Mexico's not going to do that. I think the Brazil-Mexico game, you're going to see Mexico live up to it. I don't know if they're going to get the result, but Mexico always lives up to these big games. George, great comment. I'm up on a hard break. Thank you very much.
No problem. Take it easy, buddy.
All right. Nice stuff from George there. 713-780-3776. Hey, a moment here for the Texas Children's Hospital. Now, at Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers, it's the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. Over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorder. For more than 60 years, Texas Children's Hospital has pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. Texas Children's Hospital is a not-for-profit that relies on generous donations from our friends in the community. On another note, too, hundreds of children are diagnosed every year at TCH. It isn't a job, it's life for Texas Children's Hospital. I want to remind you, too, I go down there an awful lot with a couple of former patients from there, Eileen Dowd and Freddie Reyes. My good friend Joe Ellsmore at Nike has sent us countless soccer balls. And we go room to room down there. So it has been an eye-opener for me over the years. Been going down there for 10-plus years now. And the power of the soccer ball is alive and kicking. And so is the power of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Continue to listen in tonight. We got Paul Mariner, formerly of the English national team, Carl Eves, and Lance Fegan of Liberty Kitchen coming in. Talking Colombian food, talking English food, talking Mexican food, and I'm going to go to the green room right now, and I'm going to taste a little bit of Liberty Kitchen right here. They're going to be joining us later in the hour, but this is a big show tonight. Get your thoughts in. Best goals in the World Cup so far? What do you think of the round of 16? Anything on the World Cup right now? Is VAR doing its job? 713-780-3776. We'll take a Bud Light break.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, tonight our guests, Paul Mariner, the former English international, Carl Eves, and Lance Fegan of Liberty Kitchen coming in. Gorgeous gale tomorrow, the official Soccer Matters watch party and post-game live radio. So get down there for what are two amazing games to matter. We're not going to want to miss France, Argentina, Uruguay, Portugal. It's going to be packed down there. It's going to be fun. We're going to make it fun. Post-game radio is going to be fun. We got a lot of gifts and tickets to give away, so... Gorgeous Gale, 55-55, Morningside. I want your thoughts on the World Cup right now. 713-780-3776. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Houston Dynamo playing a charity match tonight against Rayados of Liga MX. Kind of a strange time to be playing this game. But nonetheless, it's on down at BBVA Compass Stadium tonight. And then on Tuesday, the Dynamo will get back to Major League Soccer play, taking on LAFC. You heard my top five goals here tonight. Chucky Lozano of Mexico, Nacho of Spain, Lionel Messi of Argentina was number three, Shaqiri number four, number five was Coutinho. Your favorite goal so far, do you have one from the group stages of the World Cup? 713-780-3776. Now, my five were all run-of-play goals. So if you would like... You can even begin to bring in, you know, like an Alexander Kolarov free kick, which was a game winner. If you want to bring those in, you can as well. But 713-780-3776. The video assistant in VAR, how has that worked out for you? Do you like it? Because rest assured, you'd be going bonkers if some of these calls weren't returned, you know, weren't overturned. So think about all the times VAR has been effective. And if you were a fan of a team that was going to get hurt off one of these calls, you'd be going nuts. So you got to be careful when you criticize it. Because I think for the most part, it's been pretty effective. 713-780-3776 is the number. Hey, by the way, also, FM Kitchen and Bar is located one block north of Washington on Shepherd. They're doing World Cup watching over there. If you're on that side of town, Washington and Shepherd, enjoy the expertly crafted cocktails, amazing burgers, chicken sandwiches, ribs, Southern comfort food. FM Kitchen and Bar, 13 monitors for your World Cup and sports watching. Patio is kid and pet friendly, so that can be a good family place for watching the World Cup. World Cup at FM Kitchen and Bar. Say hello to Ryan. They had the great Champions League party we had there. A lot of fun at FM Kitchen and Bar. And I remind you, man, I just had this Colombian dish, and I'm not gonna comment on it, except that it's amazing. I'm gonna let Lance Fegan of Liberty Kitchen and Carl Eves, when they come in, talk about that. But you know, when the food comes out from Liberty Kitchen here, so do the interns. They come out. We all get in there, and we're digging in after it. But those guys get it first because they're doing the heavy lifting here, and I hope. Victor, I hope you get a shot at getting in there. You guys need to get in there and get some of that food. All right, 713-780-3776. Martin, what's on your World Cup mind, Martin?
Hey, what's up, Glenn?
How are you, Martin?
Good. You know, I'm just calling to talk about the World Cup and about I wanted to talk about a little bit about the Mexico-Sweden game. My dad didn't get to watch the game, so he was asking me, How'd it go? And I don't know if you would agree with me on this, but I told him that one of the reasons why Mexico lost that game was because they were playing too much air ball. And one thing that I noticed about the Swedish players is that they are way bigger, you know, and taller guys and the Mexican players. I think that's one of the reasons, or maybe the main reason why they lost that game. They were just playing too much, you know, balls through the air, and you know it was they were the Swedish players were winning all of them in the air, and I think that's one of the reasons why they lost that game. I think if they would have played in the floor, I think it would have been a different thing. But you know, good thing the Koreans saved us. So that was something else.
Yeah, send your thank you cards to the South Koreans, because nobody thought this was going to end the way it did. Everybody thought Germany was a shoo-in to beat South Korea. They got the result they needed from Sweden, and in the end, it was unbelievable how that group would end up shaking out. But let me go back to your comment about Mexico. Their strengths are playing a fluid game on the floor with the ball. We know that about the Mexican soccer culture, right? That is why European teams that are big and strong like that in Sweden can be problematic for Mexico. And that's why I'm saying Mexico will match up well with Brazil. They're going to have great moments in that game. They're going to be competitive. I don't think they're going to beat Brazil, but they always live up to the moment in a game like that. I would also say, don't just blame it on Mexico. You have to give credit to Sweden, because Sweden altered Mexico's playing style. So a little bit of a respect for the opponent, too. Sweden, by the way, was pretty hard done losing to Germany on the free kick from Toni Kroos at the end of the game.
I think one thing that I noticed about this Mexican team that I haven't noticed in so many years is that this Mexico team is really, really fast. I don't think I've seen a faster Mexican team than this one. Their speed, the way they move the ball up forward, you know, and Chucky, the way he moves it in, you know, it's something else. I haven't seen that in a long time, and I hope they keep it up. I think they're gonna it's gonna be a classic against Brazil, and I hope it is. Five out of my five top teams to win it, one of them is out, which is Germany. And like you said, I don't think no one saw this coming, and you know, it's been a pretty fun World Cup. And about the VAR, I think it's something I like it. I love it. I think as long as they keep it consistent, you know, it's something that should be here to stay.
Martin, thank you very much. Great phone call. We appreciate your thoughts. Good luck with Mexico, because I can tell you're pulling for them against Brazil. So,
all right.
Video assistant is essentially an aid for a referee. In the end, the referee is going to make the final decision, but it's an aid. And it's worked out quite well. Top five goals so far in the World Cup for you. What has stood out to you in the group stages? I thought we saw some incredible performances from some countries that left the World Cup, but that bridged the gap talent-wise through collective play, through organization. Back to the whole Germany thing, and I wrote something over on Facebook Soccer Matters, and that's where I kind of broke it down. Here's what was stunning to me. Now, there's obviously a number of things that were going on with Germany. But what was stunning to me is once Mexico countered three or four times and didn't score and were cutting through Germany like a hot knife to butter, one of the great tacticians in international soccer, this is his reputation, Yogi Löw, coach of Germany, who over the last 12 years has been the manager of the German national team, has won the World Cup, won everything. He's been the most successful international manager. He doesn't change a thing. This tactical genius doesn't change anything, and it continues. And after that first game, I was so stunned. I just said, how did this happen? How did he not really alter his team to try and correct a problem? That's what managers are supposed to do in game. How did he not do that? 713-780-3776. Then how did Mats Hummels, who came out in the paper, Mats Hummels, the center back, saying, yeah, people were bearing down on us. It's the sickest feeling you can have as a center back. Quick, talented players like Chucky Lozano bearing down on you with 30 yards of space in front of him. I mean, this was like the parting of the Red Sea. This was unbelievable. This was Germany. And Hummels comes out and says, you know, we weren't protected as a back four, and talks. Well, why didn't you do something about it? Why didn't you pull Sami Khedira in and tell him to sit in front of you? So my final summation of this was just the arrogance of the German national team. We're champions. It's just going to come together. And it didn't. And they got counterattacked on in all three games in the group stages, including Sweden and including South Korea. And Yogi Löw himself came out and said there was a level of arrogance. I also think he didn't pick the best team. It seemed slow. It seemed laborious. Now, that said, and here's where numbers to me don't quantify. But that said, Germany, if you go to the FIFA website, they have differing statistics. If you go to their website, you will find that Germany, if you didn't watch these games, has got a lot of the analytical statistical categories. Shots, things like that. Passes completed. And it just goes to remind you that analytics don't always quantify things. 713-780-3776. We've had 48 matches out of 64 played now. We're getting ready to get into the knockout stages. We're hoping, we're praying. It's not going to get cautious. It's not going to get, preying on the minds of people playing in fear. Your leading goal scorer in the World Cup right now is Harry Kane of England with 5. Lukaku of Belgium, who, by the way, has been getting coached by Thierry Henry of France. How about that? I'd love to be on Belgium right now if I was a goal scorer. I'd love to be working with Thierry Henry every day. 713-780-3776. Cristiano Ronaldo, Portugal, has 4 goals. 3 of the 4, though, have come off dead ball situations. And that's why I'm saying if Uruguay does not allow Ronaldo to get on free kicks with fouling or silly fouls, don't concede a lot of corners. Ronaldo's not doing that much during the run of play. He did score the goal at De Gea. Totally messed up. That shouldn't have been a goal, but that's considered through the run of play. So Ronaldo's got 4, and we know he's a big stage man. And that big stage could very well be tomorrow. 122 goals have been scored. It's an average of 2.5 a match. So for all of you mainstream sports guys who have wanted to prey on this age-old theory of there's not enough goals for American people, you're missing it. You're missing it. This is global, even in Houston. This is a city. This city is mainstream soccer. It's not mainstream soccer sports media. It is mainstream soccer. People all over the world, youth participation, people connected to the sport. It's as big as anything here, if not the biggest, without a doubt. 713-780-3776. Diego, is this Diego Maradona? Diego, what's happening?
Yes, sir. This is Diego.
Maradona, ¿qué pasó?
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
Excelente. Aquí, quiero hablar con
usted. Hey, please, don't make those motions with your fingers. Boy, wasn't that impressive from Diego? That's really impressive stuff. I hope a bunch of young kids saw that. That's really, and this is what happens when you're a guy that played a legendary World Cup. People forget manners. People forget civility. And you can do whatever you want. You can act like a real bag. And cameras will be on you. And you're still going to be told you're just so wonderful and so great. So that's, a little bit of judgment on my part, but it does get a little bit old for me, the whole Maradona thing. But I will watch his, his slaloming run against England in the World Cup. Yeah. And by the way, he was a cheater. He was a cheater. He wasn't a hand of God. It was a hand of Diego. He was a big cheater.
I believe
okay,
Argentina,
think about that. Think about that. I'm Messi over him. If I saw Messi lift the cup and I never had to see another image of Maradona on the World Cup, I would be one happy man. 713-780-3776. Go on, Diego. It's all you now.
Just referring back to Maradona.
Yes.
I read recently that he was getting paid, just for accommodation, flight, travel, just to show up to the World Cup for the games, correct?
Yeah. He's like a politician. He's everything for free.
It's like they want personalities, you know, for every game.
No, they want a catastrophe. So, they want to see the guy crash and burn in front of everybody. I mean, the media is just as bad.
Exactly. That was going to say that's what they want. I mean, if you see all these things, you see a middle finger, you see, I mean, he was completely...
Well, honestly, like, as an Argentine, are you Argentine, Diego? Are you Argentine?
I'm sorry?
Are you Argentinian?
Am I working?
No, are you from Argentina? Are you Argentinian?
No.
Okay, so my point is this. If we had... if Landon Donovan started flipping people off and was on TV, would you feel proud of that?
Of course not.
No, I wouldn't either, and I don't understand how... And maybe there are more Argentines than I know that have had enough of Diego, but let me let you go. Continue on.
One second.
Yeah. No, it's you. Keep talking.
Oh, I thought you said I'm going to let you go.
No. I'm going to let you get your point in here. I got really crazy about Maradona. I need to cool it out.
I was going to say, do you think the Brazil-Mexico game can go for Mexico? Mm-hmm. Can go same versus Germany just because they're not favorite and it's Brazil that's going to have to, you know, say, all right, we're going to have to play attacking football. Mexico kind of, you know, play the same way they did against Germany and pretty much just be able to, you know, find spaces, be able to get them on the counter. Do you think that would be like a similar game plan for Osorio?
I think there are some similarities, although Germany and Brazil are very differing teams. But I do think Brazil is going to have, you know, more of the ball in this. But the good news is when Mexico wins the ball, they can keep it too. They've shown that they can counter very quickly. So I can envision Marcelo pushing forward and outside backs getting forward and Mexico finding space. But they have to counter the pressure. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if he's going to be ready. But what we know is that Brazil commits people into the attack. That's what we know 100%. That means there are going to be opportunities that if you can recognize them quickly and their team shape is altered and they're overcommitted forward, that you can break out. And you do have the speed and the quality to do that as Mexico. Secondarily, Mexico has to make sure, though, that it's not a game where they're pinned back the whole time. They've got to counter the Brazilian pressure with good time periods of pressure of their own. I'm not saying they got to win that part of the game, but they have to have a lot of moments where they're on the ball, they can calm the game down, or they're on the ball and they can recognize these counterattacks. But I'm going to tell you, Mexico's going to live up to it. I'm not telling you they're going to win or not, but I'm going to tell you they are going to win. They're going to live up to this game. Because
they gave him a little taste last Copa America, right? I believe that was it.
They've performed well in big games, and now let's see if they can perform well in a big game and get this result. Could you imagine the opportunity Mexico now has to have knocked out Germany, who's won 4 World Cups, second all time, and then you knock out a team that's won 5 of them? Could you imagine? Unbelievable.
I have a question for you because I thought about this even before this whole thing, and you know, some I believe in, you're not, but I believe that Mexico, with, you know, it's a population of 100 million, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
The Mexico has money. They have a youth system. They have everything to win a World Cup, to get a team to get them to that level and start, you know, export. They have more European players now than I've seen maybe in the past. And I've only been watching soccer maybe a little over a decade. And I think that Mexico has what it takes just to be able to produce the players. And they have it's different football.
It's a stronger mentality and character, I think, too. And I think you got to give Osorio some credit there. Emotional control has always been a very big problem for Mexico. In fact, the United States beat more talented Mexican teams for many, many years consecutively because they would always win the battle of emotional control. I think their character and emotional control is better now. I think they've got a tremendous leader in Chicharito. You can talk Rafa Marquez all you want. I think Chicharito is a tremendous example to everybody. I think Osorio, as much as many of the Mexican fans don't like him, you certainly loved him after the Germany game. So we'll find out what happens tomorrow. I'm up on a hard break, Diego. Thank you for the great phone call, though. I appreciate it. And sorry I got a little off there on the Diego Maradona. All right. So I appreciate that from Diego. Jesse, stay with me. 713-780-3776. One more segment, and then we're going to bring in Carl Eves and also Lance Fegan from Liberty Kitchen shortly. 713-780-3776. Keep the phone calls rolling here. Best goals, do you think Mexico can beat Brazil? What about tomorrow? France, Argentina, Uruguay, Portugal. Tremendous games coming up. And we do remind you, tomorrow we'll be at the Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside. Take it in the games tomorrow, and then it's live radio from 3 to 5 with all kinds of great goodies and gifts out there. So come out there and join us. Hey, a moment here for Bud Light. As a host of Soccer Matters, the World Cup is here. The games are being played during working hours. But there's only one thing that's going to help us survive this catastrophe: our friends. With them, it's easier to sneak from your boss, make up excuses, and extend your lunch break to 90-something minutes. I know you've done it. So here's to the friend you can always count on: Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the 2018 World Cup Games and sponsor of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. My friends at Advantage BMW Midtown. I've driven a BMW for years. I've leased, I've owned from Advantage BMW Midtown numerous times. Love the drive of a BMW. It is the ultimate driving machine. I got a 5 Series. I love it. The guys down there love soccer. They're loving the World Cup right now. Philip Southwick, Justin McGeehee, my good friend Sergio Martinez, who's my sales rep. The customer service, though, is what wins me over as well. It's second to none. Advantage BMW Midtown covers you with sales, service, finance. It's done easy. Get the hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. They love soccer. They love football. Let's take more calls. 713-780-3776. It's a Bud Light break.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5. Don't.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
To the crowd. 43,319. See this? Cross the header! It's Kendall Weston! In his first ever start in a World Cup, he has tied it up as the Ticos go crazy.
That one's for the Costa Rica fans in Houston and around the country. That was a big moment for Kendall Waston of the Vancouver Whitecaps, driving home the header there. Now, I know a lot of people were watching the Brazil game, of course. But if you DVR'd the Costa Rica-Switzerland game, that game was absolutely crazy. I mean, I obviously had the opportunity to call it with Kobe Jones, but Costa Rica comes out with a block of five, playing very high up the field. They made some changes to their lineup, played more aggressive, had ridiculous chances in the beginning of this game, if not for Jan Sommer in goal for Switzerland, making save after save after save. They hit a crossbar, Kolindrus. It's unbelievable. And then you say to yourself, should Oscar Ramirez have been bolder for Costa Rica? Should he have adopted this style earlier in the World Cup, instead of just repeating what Costa Rica did in 2014, which was what everybody was ready for, being very defensive, you know, waiting for a play or two? It's easy to look in hindsight, but I think Oscar Ramirez got it wrong. He should have been bolder. He should have done something different than just carry on what Pinto did in that remarkable quarterfinal run in 2014. All right, quick word here from my friend Jesse. By the way, I saw him at the airport the other night with his family. Tranquility Home Systems. Jesse's the guy you need to talk to. It's not too late to get the latest 4K video technology. He does home theater setup, and especially now with the World Cup, getting more exciting by the day. Go get it. He'll come out. He'll give you a free quote. I'm going to give you his personal phone number, 281-506-7822. Tranquility Home System. Website, www.ths3inc.com. And also, a quick word here for the King's Court down in Edo. So if you're in that part of town, 903 Hutchins, shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. There's probably a lot of people in there tonight with the Dynamo and the Charities Cup against Monterey. 13 monitors, all your soccer watching desires, covers all the leagues from around the world, including the World Cup. Rooftop deck, spectacular. Great view of the stadium. British and Indian pub-style cuisine is a winner at King's Court. Great food, staff, and selection. Bar and cocktails, all at a great price. King's Court, Houston.com. Say hello to Jay. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Victor Ariza of Soccer Matters has just relayed to me that somebody was nice enough to give Mo Salah's address out. And where's the address? In Cairo. So apparently fans went to his house and surrounded his house. Wow. In a good way. In a good way, yeah. In a very good way. I mean, that was kind of one of the disappointing. So we can even talk about disappointing moments of this World Cup. Of course, we have Germany. Of course, we have Messi and Argentina flaring out in the first two games. They're still alive. But we can also talk about, you know, Mo Salah getting injured, obviously, in the Champions League and had to stumble into this tournament injured. It would have been fun to see Egypt with him from the start. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Again, the Texas Children's Hospital is our first hour presenting sponsor. Can't say enough about the Texas Children's Hospital. Hundreds of kids are diagnosed every year. And we do appreciate Texas Children's Hospital and what they do down in the medical center. At Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers, I want to remind you, they're the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. That's here in Houston. That itself, what a treasure that is. 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials. Now, my sister has been involved in research, and I know what an active clinical trial is. Those are dedicated at Texas Children's Hospital to childhood cancer and blood disorder for more than 60 years. Texas Children's Hospital has pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. Texas Children's Hospital, not-for-profit, relies on generous donations from our friends in the community. Curing Children's Cancer Fund, cccfund.org, is their 501c charity. And again, they are our first hour presenting sponsor, so a big thanks to Texas Children's Hospital. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit of cuisine. We're going to continue to take your phone calls on the World Cup at 713-780-3776. Want a platform for you? You want to talk World Cup? You got something to say about it? 713-780-3776. Coming up from Liberty Kitchen, three locations here in Houston, Carl Eves, Lance Fegan, and we're going to talk Colombian food, Mexican food, and how about some English fish and chips? It's all coming up. Three Lions. They'll be taking on Colombia.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.